It's 11 trivia questions on the word back, from Baby Got Back to Back to the Future. Let's see how many you can get. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. Before we even get to today's trivia, we're going to start out with some other trivia from a little collection of cards that someone gave me that says Big Brainiacs and Little Brainiacs. So before we get into the meat of the episode, I thought we'd do 12 of these. These are just true-false questions, and we'll start off with the ones for Little Brainiacs. So these are for kids, basically. I think ages probably, I don't know, 8 to 14, if I had a guess. And I'm just going to read these, and then I'll give you the true or false, and we'll learn some stuff. Here's number one. A snake cannot smell. Is that true or false? Think about that one in your head. It is false. It says a snake cannot smell. That is false. It uses its tongue to catch the scent and taste of its surroundings. So there you go. You learned something about a snake and how it smells today. Number two, hurricanes only ever form over the water. Is that true or false? That would be true. Tornadoes can form over land or water, but hurricanes cannot form over land. Tell that to a Sharknado. Number three, in musical terms, forte is louder than fortissimo. In musical terms, forte is louder than fortissimo. Is that true or false? The answer is false. Forte means loud. Fortissimo means very loud. So now you know what fortissimo means. That's a great screen name, right? Or some sort of gamer tag. Number four, an electrocardiograph. Yes. It measures electrical activity of the heart. Is that true or false? That would be true. It is more commonly known as an ECG. I thought it was an EKG, but this card says ECG. Maybe they changed it. Maybe I'm wrong. Number five, there are 13 red and white stripes on the American flag. True or false? That is true. They each represent one of the original colonies. I was at my kids' school today. Had a volunteer to do some stuff in the classroom and had them coloring in flags. And most of them were neon colors because kids are just like, not even in, they're in pre-kindergarten. So they're just like, what are these, crayons? And then they just like go nuts. So that was kind of funny. Number six, venison comes from a young cow. Is that true or false? And that's false. Venison is game meat that usually comes from a deer. Okay, venison comes from a deer. We're just going to do those six in this intro because we could be here all day. And those are cards from this thing called Big Brainiacs, Little Brainiacs. Sometimes I mail those out to people who leave an iTunes review or a Yelp review, or just, you know, email me about something or participate in the question of the day, which I'm always looking for people to do. If you ever want to do that, you can email ryanbuds@gmail.com. And also, if you ever have content for the show or ideas for an episode, or you just want to write some questions, some people get a kick out of doing that. I'm always looking for content because the show does come out every single day. So feel free to send that my way. Again, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or go to triviawithbuds.com and click the contact form. Goes to the same place. Today's episode is all about the word back, so all the questions will have something to do with the word back, from Baby Got Back to Back to the Future and more. So get ready for these. I think you'll have fun with them. I'm just going to read you the questions from a round I did last week. Here we go. All right, we're starting things off right here with a question about the word back, and then we're going to do that 10 more times. There's 11 questions for the quiz today, so let's see how you do. Number one, what is the first name stated in the lyrics to the song Baby Got Back? Number one, what is the first name stated in the lyrics to Baby Got Back? Question number two, the film Backdraft is about a fire department from what city? Number two, the film Backdraft is about a fire department from what city? Number two. Question number three, what rock band had the 1976 hit The Boys Are Back in Town? Number three, what rock band had that song The Boys Are Back in Town back in 1976? Question number four, in the 1987 musical comedy Back to the Beach, what former beach movie star becomes part of a new beach scene? Number four, what 1987 or in the 1987 musical comedy Back to the Beach, rather, what former beach movie star becomes part of a new beach scene? Number four. Question number five, Sometimes They Come Back, was a 1974 short story by what author? Number five, Sometimes They Come Back, was a 1974 short story by what author? Question number six, Back to the Future 3 takes place in what year? Is it 1755, 1885, or 1905? Back to the Future 3 takes place during what year? 1755, 1885, or 1905? Question number seven, what ABC show consists of pitching a product, invention, or service to potential backers? Number seven, what ABC show consists of pitching a product, invention, or service to potential backers? Question number eight, what singer has a current song called Take Me Back to London featuring Stormies? Number eight, what singer has a current song called Take Me Back to London featuring Stormies? Number eight. Question number nine, with which of these wrestling maneuvers would your opponent land directly on their back? Is it a suplex, an atomic drop, or a DDT? Number nine, with which of these wrestling maneuvers would your opponent land directly on their back? Suplex, atomic drop, or DDT? Question number 10, what 2003 animated movie and franchise had the subtitle of Back in Action? Number 10, what 2003 animated movie and franchise had the subtitle of Back in Action? Number 10. And the bonus, this was a tough question. For 2 points, approximately how many times has the official video for AC/DC's Back in Black been played on YouTube? The team closest without going over would get the 2 points if we were at a live event. But I don't know, just take a fun guess and I'll give you what it was last week. It's probably already gone up a few hundred thousand since then. So I'll give you a hint. It's a pretty big number. Pretty big number you're guessing here. How many total views for the official video for AC/DC's Back in Black? Again, this is already outdated after a week. It was outdated if you refreshed the page last week, but it's a popular song, and we'll be right back with that answer and the other 10 answers in just a second. We are back with the answers to the Back trivia. Number one, what is the first name stated in the lyrics to Baby Got Back? Oh my God, Becky. Look at her butt. Becky is the name we are looking for there. Becky, like the daughter who changes actresses on Roseanne. Number two, the film Backdraft is about a fire department from what city? My hometown, Chicago. Number two. My real hometown is actually Crestwood, Illinois, which is near Chicago. Number three, what rock band had the 1976 hit The Boys Are Back in Town? That was Thin Lizzy, which was my nickname back in Crestwood. There's old Thin Lizzy. So what's he up to? Number three, no one ever said that. Number four, in the 1987 musical comedy Back to the Beach, what former beach movie star becomes part of a new beach scene? Frankie Avalon. He was in all those beach party movies in the 60s where teenagers would just go and dance at the beach. Frankie Avalon. Number five, Sometimes They Come Back was a 1974 short story by what author? Stephen King. When in doubt, guess the King. Number five. Number six, Back to the Future 3 takes place in what year? 1755, 1885, or 1905? Think Deadwood, which was the 1880s, and your answer was 1885. I would like to see a crossover where Michael J. Fox ends up with Al Swearengen from the town of Deadwood. That would be fun, right? Number seven, what ABC show consists of pitching a product, invention, or service to potential backers? Shark Tank. That's a great show that I love to binge watch on certain nights, usually like a Friday night if I don't have anything to do, which is rare these days. I'll just sit home and be like, it's time for a Shark Tank night. I catch up on all the inventions. Number eight, what singer has a current song called Take Me Back to London featuring Stormies? That would be Ed Sheeran. He is everybody's favorite red-haired British guy at this time. Number nine, with which of these wrestling maneuvers would your opponent land directly on their back? Suplex, atomic drop, or DDT? The answer was suplex. That's where you give somebody a suplex. I was going to try and describe it, and not enough words. Number 10, what 2003 animated movie and franchise had the subtitle of Back in Action? That was Looney Tunes. Number 10, Looney Tunes Back in Action with, what's her name? From Darman and Greg, Jenna Elfman, I think. and Brendan Fraser. And the bonus, how many times has Back in Black been played on YouTube for the official AC/DC video? As of last week, it was 533,470,944 times. I'm sure it's gone up quite a bit. I guess I could check it right now at the time of this recording. Back in Black YouTube, and I'll see what the updated count is for this video. This is on the AC/DC Vivo YouTube account, so this should be pretty accurate. And it already went up. Let's see. Ooh, 535 million. Oh my God, it's been played 5 million times since last week. How could that song be played that many times since last week? That's crazy to me. But people like it for events and things, I guess. So there you go. Almost half a billion, or more than half. No, almost half. No. Guys, I'm a little frazzled. It's over half a billion. So we're on their way there on the AC/DC. I think that band's going to make it. I think they're going to be okay. We are jumping in to the question of the day, guys. This is something we do every day. And if you want to participate, you can just tweet me the answer to this question at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com. Question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Hit them up for all your printing needs at fmdesignsinc.com. Your question of the day for today is, who is famous for saying the famous movie line, "I'll be back"? Who is famous for delivering the line, "I'll be back"? If you know that answer, tweet it to me or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Wilkie Collins for the first detective novel ever written. And the first person that commented on Facebook with that answer and reached out was Heidi Baird. Heidi, if you listen to the show, well done. Your trivia team name of the day is Wreck-It Rolf, and Rolf is spelled like the Muppet Babies character or the Muppet character. So Wreck-It Ralph becomes Wreck-It Rolf. I'd like to see that crossover. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.